but you're gonna die. Maybe not today, or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, this is all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother?
Why are you apostrophe R-E-G-O-N-N-A-D-I-E die? You are gone.
Why did I waste my taste?
You'll
have time, baby. You'll have time.
I got your address from the phone book in the library. Wandered in, looked you up, and you were there. Weird that you've been living maybe 2 miles away for the best part of 20 years. You must be what, in your early 40s now? If I remember, you were born in June. Or was it May? Eisenhower was the president, although it may have been JFK.
Years of silence.
He's still working in that store in Ventura? He's still going with... No, that's not fair. I know I haven't been the very best of dads. I'll hold my hand up there. The reason that I'm writing is I'd like for us to meet. Get a little daughter-dad action going soon. We could put things behind us, eat some pizza, drink some beer. You still see your sister, Lemley? Bring her to...
Here's a silence.
That's me trying. I'm trying.
Thank you, Brian. That was a wonderful show. And that was William Shatner, of all people. Would you imagine? Would you imagine that William Shatner was quite so talented? What a fine poet he is. I believe he must have written some of that. Hello, dear friends. This is Peter. I'm following Brian. I'm not sure I can keep up to that standard of music, but I'll try. The show? This is Spanning the Chasm, Bridging the Schism, with a healthy dose of skepticism. Behind me, two didgeridoos, the D, with the D Glockenspiel behind it, and the B flat, a lovely instrument. Both of these, then, are created by termites from stringy bark in the Northern Territories of Australia. So we have a contribution from the termites. This is WGDR, Plainfield, Vermont. And I'm trying to control this board. It's a little bit wild today. We'll see what we can do. Yes, this, dear friends, is a poem. It has fictitious fangs. It is called a work of art. Rhyme without a bang, set in heroic couplets. Some poet once sang before he died. No threats are being made. No threats are implied. This is a study of the absurd, of the emptiness of word, and therefore no guide to any real world. We poets have taken over. We are in control with 50,000 hydrogen bombs, the total and the whole. We have hidden these, one of these, in a secret hole, in every city and town around the entire globe, where at a single instant they are set to blow. Now, can we talk? It's your cojones we hold in our artistic hands. One slip, dear power, and your future will be damned. We insist on hearing from nations small and grand. Otherwise, you'll be devoured in an almighty bang. Yes, this, dear friends, is a poem. It has fictitious fangs. It is called a work of art. Rhyme without a bang. A set of heroic couplets some poet once sang before he died. No threats are being made. No threats are implied. This is a study of the absurd, of the emptiness of word, and therefore no guide to the real world. Yes. Whether you are killed by a U.S. precision high-tech or the Janjaweed militia with a Chinese-made machete, it all amounts to murder, nonetheless. Tell me, what makes one worse or the other best? They are mirror images of each other. I can now suggest upside down and backwards to one another. But confess, we've discovered moral symmetry in its most postmodern sense. Cause and effect. Karmatic violence. The method makes no difference. Offense creates offense, against which peace and compassion, discussion and understanding are our only viable defense. The global economy. Why, indeed. What we are seeing is a backlash against greed. Quote from Naomi Klein. Bush's statement, "The world is now safer," has about as much substance as a paper-thin wafer. Why? The danger is greater. It's gone through the sky. That safer world bit is another Bush lie. Remember, Dunce the Second rules like Dunce the First. So, if George the King of Fools finds himself immersed in drooling incompetence and progress is reversed, you should not be surprised. This gruel has been well rehearsed. So, dear friends, we go from bad to worse. Colossal failures of judgment. Kerry has it right, and judging from Bush's begrudgment, Kerry's words bite. Colossal failures. Leadership light, along with colossal quantities of neocon tripe. Kerry leaves the media trite. Let's hope, dear friends, that the Democrats begin to fight. It's about time to cast a brilliant light on the colossal incompetence of the extreme right. At Los Alamos, those discs never existed. Just like Animal Farm, truth is conveniently twisted on whim after using the insisted on non-event as an excuse to trim a few suspiciously wrong employees. It's a win-win, goes the PR. Money and time well invested in an atmosphere of mutual suspicion and poor morale. Bush Cheney have arrived with their grim-faced neo-fascist, or was that neo-con, administrative chorale. to rage against the vending machine, the impending trans-fatty, trans-global scheme of corporate succor. But the human being, as usual, gets mucked o'er. Our space-time is a kind of suspension, entangled between condensed and expanded.